You've begun the work of dismantling food rules, and perhaps you're even ready to finally end the war between you and your body. In my work with dancers as a dietitian, we are constantly dismantling harmful food and body beliefs that often tell dancers what, when, and how they should fuel their bodies. The bottom line, rules don't fly in my work with dancers. But there is one rule that I encourage dancers to consider, and it's stepping off the scale. Hi, I'm Rachel Fine. I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist specializing in all things related to food and nutrition for dancers. I teach dancers not only how to utilize food in a supportive way to help performance, but also to build healthier relationships between our plates and even our bodies. Today we are chatting about an incredibly important goal for dancers, and that's to stop relying on the scale to dictate where you're at in your food and nutrition journey. Simply put, dancers need to stop weighing themselves. But this is often easier said than done. Dancer diet culture frequently encourages dancers to track their weight and, of course, what they're eating. The worst part about this is diet and even wellness culture take these behaviors and contort them in ways that make dancers believe in order to be successful, they need to partake in them. When in fact, tracking our weight is likely driving us further and further away from building more supportive habits in the kitchen and even in the studio. The bottom line, methods like tracking our weights and even tracking our calories perpetuates this idea that we need to rely on these external sources in providing us with feedback to determine how well or perhaps poorly we're doing when it comes to our eating and exercise habits. But there are many reasons why dancers should stop weighing themselves. For starters, and this is some of the most obvious ones, body weight is not reflective of a dancer's capabilities and performance potential. In fact, we know that dieting fails 98% of the time, with that other 2% closely resembling behaviors of an eating disorder. Those who do partake in dieting behaviors are known to regain not just the weight they lost, but even more weight within the first 6 months after dieting. Body weight is also very much impacted by factors out of our immediate control, and attempting to achieve and maintain a weight that is far below what's genetically predetermined for our bodies to live at, otherwise known as our set point weight, puts you at risk for a host of physiological consequences that will occur while your body does whatever it takes to regain homeostasis. This means that in order to adapt to what's often a restrictive food intake, our metabolism also lowers and shifts its priority to other means of survival, where certain biological processes like hormonal balance and reproduction are some of the first to get negatively impacted from this negative energy balance or just not eating enough to maintain a healthy weight for your body. This set point weight, sometimes what I refer to as our body's happy weight, is the weight where our bodies can live most comfortably at without having to rely on restrictive eating behaviors and or exhaustive exercise routines. It's a weight that's predetermined genetically and largely influenced by factors that span way beyond diet and lifestyle, including social determinants of health, some of which include your access to nourishing foods and quality medical care. Other factors that can impact your day-to-day weight, further driving the reasons why dancers should step off the scale, our daily hydration efforts can impact our weights. Our digestive regularity or irregularity can impact our weights from day to day. Hormonal imbalances, such as when it's that time of the month, and even your muscle mass and strength training routines can impact your body's weight on any given day. The bottom line, that number on the scale tells you very little, if anything, about your body, your food intake, and even your performance potential. And if you are obsessing over this number on the scale, then we need to start to ask ourselves, is it really worth the mindset overwhelm? Let's talk a little bit about the fears of not tracking our weight. Similar to counting calories, tracking body weights can offer dancers some sense of control. And for some, this sense of control might even come alongside some feelings of comfort. Especially if you've been taught for years that these numbers need to be micromanaged in order for the success of your career. Perhaps you feel that these methods, like tracking your weight, is a tool that's going to prevent you from, let's just say, overdoing it at mealtime, snack times, or with dessert, whatever it might be. Some might even feel that these numbers are their motivation to choosing, and I quote, more nourishing options at mealtimes. But realize this control and therefore comfort is fleeting. It doesn't last long term, and chances are you're finding yourself feeling more doubtful or discouraged than not. When it comes to behaviors like consistently weighing our bodies, we need to bring into the conversation the risks associated with body checking. Body checking often involves key behaviors that indicate an overarching feeling of body image dissatisfaction or body dysmorphia. We often see behaviors of body checking alongside eating disorders. And according to the National Eating Disorder Association, people who develop eating disorders are more likely to experience higher levels of body dissatisfaction. And therefore, it can be presumed that they're more likely to take part in these types of behaviors in order to seek some type of comfort or feedback. Now, unlike some classic eating disorder behaviors like restricting food intake and even purging, body checking doesn't necessarily cause immediate physical harm, but there are many risks associated with taking part in these behaviors. For one, it increases the urge for dancers to want to partake in restrictive eating behaviors. The bottom line, these behaviors perpetuate an eating disordered mindset. These behaviors also make it really challenging for dancers to move away from these external cues of feedback and rather towards developing a stronger degree of body attunement, which ultimately can help dancers in regaining their abilities to fuel their bodies from a place that's more intuitive rather than calculative. How can dancers move past the scale? Well, I first want you to consider swapping the scale with a couple other tools, specifically curiosity and self-discovery. Our bodies are, for the most part, designed to naturally balance their needs. Energy balance is just one example. Working towards rebuilding those cues of hunger and fullness to experience a natural ebb and flow of hunger and fullness throughout your day will ultimately help you to honor your body's ability to support energy balance. This will also take a radical acceptance into recognizing whether or not we are currently experiencing distortions in our body image and understanding the importance of achieving and maintaining that set point weight so that our body can move throughout its day with the tools needed to support metabolic and physical functioning. In other words, you're eating enough to support your body's needs. And in order to do this, working alongside a registered dietitian nutritionist with advanced certification in working with disordered eating and eating disorders is incredibly important. Because to get there, to build this sense of body attunement, very often a proactive approach needs to first be implemented so we can ensure that your body is receiving adequate nourishment. But if they're not weighing themselves, then how can dancers stay, and I quote, on track? First and foremost, we need to redefine our goals. Redefine this track that you're attempting to stay on. The need to surveillance your meals throughout the day and or your body's weight is a product of diet and wellness culture, often for the purpose of attempting to manipulate our bodies, weight, shape, or size. These goals require a great deal of dietary and body surveillance. These surveillance efforts are shifting your attention away from your dancing, not helping your performance potential both in the short term and in the long haul. As you begin to redefine your goals and even dismantle some of those unsupportive ones, we want to start to build a body of evidence. I call this the evidence of experience. We want to evaluate the evidence that's been set forth by previous restrictive eating behaviors and maybe even previous body surveillance behaviors. Have you experienced periods where under-eating has eventually led you to feel very out of control around food? Utilizing a journal might be helpful throughout this process of self-discovery. And there's a major difference between tracking in a journal and utilizing meal planning efforts and food journaling to build more awareness towards this evidence of experience that I'm encouraging you to build. But if this work is challenging, I highly encourage you reach out, because working alongside a registered dietitian who can, like myself and within the Healthy Dancer program, provide you with guided journaling prompts that will help in this work. Doing it on your own is incredibly challenging. And finally, if they're not tracking their weight, how can dancers actually track their own progress? Again, reevaluating what progress means for you. I encourage the progress of body attunement and becoming aware of those intuitive cues of hunger, fullness, and even satisfaction. Evaluate your ability to eat mindfully throughout your week. Now, I understand that mindful eating might not be accessible 100% of the time, and I never encourage that it is. But if you can have instances throughout your week where you can build more mindful experiences with food, that will provide us with a reflection that generally you're at a baseline where your body is fueled adequately. Mindful eating is nearly impossible to tackle when our baseline is undernourished, a common product of over-surveillance of both our food choices and our body weight. Consider the evaluation of your mood. How are you feeling throughout the day? Are you able to focus in dance and experience the joy of dance? Or are you feeling quite limited, restricted, and even teetering close to burnout? These are all topics that I dive deeper into on my blog, and I encourage you to head over there for more support. A couple other reflections. Are you experiencing less guilt at, during, or after mealtimes? How about your strength and endurance in class? This is also going to be part of that evidence that we're looking for in regard to noticing whether or not your meal and snack habits are truly supporting you. And last, but one of my favorite ones, is dancing and even your cross-training efforts. Are they feeling joyous to you, or are they feeling punitive? Very often, if we are dancing or cross-training with the desire to want to simply burn calories or change the way our body looks, these behaviors are going to feel a lot less fun and bring you closer to experiences of burnout. So today I provided you with reasons as to why dancers should consider stepping off the scale. Not only can it perpetuate harmful behaviors such as disordered eating, but it's also not going to provide you with the supposed evidence that you need to ensure your meal and snack habits are actually supporting you. Now, I know as a dietitian who holds several privileges that it's easier for me to have these conversations around body weight. I cannot ignore my own blind spots within these conversations and the mere fact that I do live in a body that our society and even dance culture has deemed to be, and I quote, acceptable. However, I've had tons of experience with my own body dissatisfaction, moving away from that in order to regain the joy and capabilities for myself in the dance studio have been remarkable. I've also been working with dancers for over a decade within this work. And the shifts that I see and experience with the dancers of all bodies whom I work with are truly inspiring and encouraging. So now I encourage you to do the same in stepping off the scale and joining us in building more supportive habits, both at your mealtimes and in the studio. For more support, please don't hesitate to reach out. I've got my blog and additional resources linked in the show notes. Until next time, I'll talk to you soon.